Congressman Peter Welch is a Democrat, the Democrat, in fact, the only congressman from Vermont. He's been in office since 2007, and he's one of our favorite people to talk to because he's always straight and honest and forthright. So welcome, Peter.
Good to be with you.
Okay, so I'm going to start by asking you this question. I was just watching, as we speak, your colleague in the United States Senate, your senior colleague, asking the following question of Mr. Barr, who is going to be the potential Attorney General of the United States, should you recuse yourself? And so I want to know what you're thinking about the appointment of Barr.
I'm concerned about it, and I think he should recuse himself on the Mueller investigation. The issue with Mr. Barr, who, as you know, had been Attorney General, is that he's done some writing where two things. One, he's expressed his own misgivings and disregard for the Mueller investigation. He's saying now, I believe, that he'll leave it alone, and obviously that's bare minimum of what he's got to do. But he's expressed his skepticism. But secondly, he has a very, very expansive view of what executive power is. And it's essentially unlimited, that whatever the chief executive wants to do, even go to war, the chief executive is entitled to do. And that really is a disregard for the basic checks and balances that are core to the system of government that we have. So that's the aspect of his philosophy that I find very, very alarming, particularly with this president being the one that we have and would have that unbridled use of power.
But on the other hand, it seems to me that this is sort of a punt on the part of the president, because Whitaker, the temporary guy, was terrible. And this guy looks a little bit better. Oh, in fact, a lot better. He's been attorney general before.
Well, Barr is qualified. There's no question about it. But there's another issue with advice and consent, and it's what your views are.
Sure.
That's a relevant consideration for the Senate to take into account. Whitaker is, he's not qualified. He was like a who knows why he was there. I think Trump maybe helped do the Mueller investigation. But Barr is qualified. There's not a dispute about that. The question about him is, will he respect the Mueller investigation, maintain its independence? But two, his philosophy on executive power is very unusual because it is almost a unitary executive approach where whatever the president does is okay because he is the president. And that's really new territory in jurisprudence and philosophy. It really disregards that checks and balances system that we have.
I want to go away from there and ask you another question about the government shutdown and how it's affecting your constituents, Vermonters, the farmers and the business owners. How are they doing?
Really badly. I mean, there's two things, really three things about the shutdown that are terrible. First, the government workers who were showing up doing their job and not getting paid. I met with TSA personnel in Burlington on Sunday. I went out there at the shift change. We've got about 80 folks out there. And they didn't get their paycheck. And, you know, the folks there really don't get a generous salary from the federal taxpayer. It's about $30,000 to $35,000 a year. And they are facing the challenges that anyone faces when they don't get that paycheck to pay their bills. And landlords are not being deferential. You know, they want their rent. They've got to pay their child support, or they've got to buy the groceries for their kids and their family. It's really, really rough. And then secondly, there's a lot of citizens who just have ordinary interactions with the everyday services of government that are really getting hammered. For instance, there's a construction company up in the Northeast Kingdom. They've got a $2 million project set to go, and they've got a lot of employees all set to go to work. But they have to get sign-off on permits from some federal employees who've been furloughed. So that project is in limbo. Other folks who are trying to close on a transaction on a house, but they can't get furloughed employees to sign the loan paperwork. All routine stuff, but if the federal workers aren't there, it's really hurting their business and a lot of employees. But the third thing about the shutdown that is really alarming to me and has lasting damage, it really erodes trust in government. I mean, it's so contentious already. And the challenges we face these days are so significant that if we want to maintain our democracy, you have to maintain trust. And when the government is resorting to a tactic, you know, this really is led by the president, where the tactic is a shutdown that does such significant damage to innocent people who had no ability to affect this shutdown or not, then people really do lose the trust that we need to have in each other in order to maintain our democracy. So that's a very damaging thing, and I really think it's very wrong for the president to be so cavalier, both about this impact on the livelihoods of people, but also on the fabric of trust that we need.
I know that the big word, I just recently wrote a column and said, for God's sakes, don't impeach him yet, the president. You're talking about tremendous harm that's being done, you know, in this country right now as you speak the words you just spoke. But, you know, clearly the Senate would never convict under these circumstances. So give us a little bit of a treatise on impeachment.
Well, two things. I think number one, ultimately, I think the voters are the ones that would be best to do that. And I think, in fact, in this last election, the Democrats got 9 million more votes than the Republicans. And I think that was largely a decision by voters that they want to check and balance on this president. And I think there's a lot of concern among everyday citizens about how he's doing his job, the kind of the kind of rhetoric he uses, and how impetuous he is with public policy, including most recently, suddenly out of nowhere, taking 2,000 troops out of Syria, and then suddenly, after he reached an agreement on the budget, pulling the rug out from underneath everyone because Rush Limbaugh criticized him. But that's the best step that's been taken. Now, I do believe that we've just got to maintain the independence and integrity of the Mueller investigation and see what that says about two things that I think are really, really important. One, was there collusion by Mr. Trump when he was candidate Trump with the Russians? There's an enormous amount of accepted information now that the Russians were doing everything they could to tip the election in his favor. Was there collusion? And number two, is there financial interest from Russia in some of the Trump towers or Trump real estate empire? And I think those are two questions that would really have a significant impact on people's view about the president and his fitness for office. Let's let the Mueller investigation go. But in the meantime, my hope is that with the Democrats now having an opportunity to be in the majority, we would see that as an opportunity to earn the trust of the American people by the way we legislate. And there's a lot of things that we could do that would be really good for folks, whether they live in, they voted for Trump or they voted for Hillary Clinton. You know, bring down the price of prescription drugs, make college more affordable, start reducing carbon emissions. We can have an infrastructure plan, something that has had bipartisan support. We've got an opportunity in the House, I think, to pass that legislation, hopefully on a bipartisan basis. But if we do that, or whatever Senator McConnell does in the Senate, it'll be a foundation where people, I think, can have some confidence in the future in how we govern. So my hope is that we focus on practical things. The shutdown is obviously getting in the way of us getting down to business on the everyday things that really have to get done.
Peter Welch, thank you so much for being with us this time. When we come back the next time, I got a great deal more for you, and we always appreciate your good words. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you.